Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Kickstart that engine and roll thunder with the pack. Explore the grittiness of manly spirituality. Gain traction in the virtues. Soup up your spiritual engine by turning adversity into adventure. Now here's Bear Wozniak. Let's ride.
Aloha, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I'm your adventure guide, Bear Wozniak. We have a really cool guest with us today. He's someone I met with Jeff Cavins. He's a longtime friend. They kind of ride together in a pack, and got to spend a little bit of time riding with him in Michigan earlier this year. This guy's a real diehard biker, 30-year member of the police force, strong Catholic, and probably the best barbecuer you will ever meet. We've got Sean Lynn as our guest today. I'm going to let you guys know, remember that before Jesus came, there was the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, "Make straight the paths of the Lord." Before Jesus came, the spirit of Elijah had to fall on John the Baptist, and he went out into the wilderness proclaiming, "Repent, repent, repent," roaring, "Repent, prepare the way for the Lord." You know what we need today? We need, if Jesus is coming soon, don't we need the spirit of Elijah to fall on us again? Don't we need to hear the roar of manly voices saying, give your life to Jesus? Walk the straight path. Understand your Catholic catechism and live a life of virtue. We need some roaring sounds out in the wilderness of men's voices. There's nothing louder, though, in the wilderness than the sounds of a motorcycle engine when you're riding in a pack. And today we have as our guest someone who's a real gnarly biker. One day I may ride with him, but I know whatever these guys do when they ride for hundreds and hundreds. You know, riding 500 miles in a day is hard. It's almost impossible. It's exhausting. They do longer leaps than that. We have with us Sean Lynn, a member of he's in Canada. I don't know what town he's in. I think it's Calgary.
Calgary, Alberta.
Sean Lynn, welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Thanks for having me, Bear.
I'm so happy to be here. Even though you don't speak English properly.
I think you got that wrong. We invented it.
You invented it up there. You're in Calgary. I've always wanted to go there. One of these days, I'm going to make it up there.
It is one of the most beautiful places in the world, with the mountains just an hour away. And that's what I tell my kids and the kids I work with, is that Canada is one of the top places in the world to live, and Calgary is one of the top places in Canada to live. So,
well, when you say top places, do you mean higher up on the map?
I mean, like, in all the studies or where people want to live for different reasons, Calgary is one of the top places in the world to live.
I've always wanted to go there. I mean, Calgary, you got cowboys there, man. You got the Calgary Stampede there, and so one of these days I'm going to come up though and hopefully do one of your men's conferences. I'm begging you to.
Probably going to want to come in the summer, because you're might get a little cold here.
Well, listen, what weekend does the summer usually fall on?
Depends. I'm pretty sure we've had snow every month of the year, so it could happen anytime.
Does the summer last like what, 72 hours, or how long does it actually last, summer?
No, it that's where it's our weather. They say wait 5 minutes and it'll change. And a week and a half ago, it was minus 40 with the wind chill, which is very cold.
And oh, I don't know. That's 40 degrees isn't that cold.
Minus 40.
Your thermometer was broken.
No,
there's no way. Minus 40 degrees.
Yeah.
No and wonder then, everybody says it's a top place to live. That's wonderful.
And then we get a Chinook, and it's like plus 10, 12 Celsius.
Oh, it's balmy and
yeah, that's in the
surfing weather.
In the mid-50s.
Well, you must be in the tropical part of Canada then.
Oh, yeah, it comes and goes.
Well, now, during that 72 hours of summer, do your igloos melt, or what happens?
No igloos. I think you have to go further north for that. So.
But we love Sean Lynn. I met Sean Lynn in Dallas at the CMLA, the Conference Men's Leadership Alliance meeting there, and we had a cigar, I think, the first night we met, sat around and had a cigar, and when he said his ministry, he has a barbecue ministry, I thought, I got to get to know this guy, and then I understand he's 30-year member of the police force up there in Calgary. And but what was really cool, then we bumped into each other again in Michigan. How many, tell us just about that ride. How many guys are in your pack, and where did you leave from? And every day of that ride, it's amazing how far you guys ride, how long you ride.
It ebbs and flows, but we've got a core of five or six guys that ride, Jeff being one of them.
And how many years have you been riding together?
This year coming up will be our fifth ride. So it's funny how it started. I was on my bucket list trip with my wife for our 30th anniversary. We went to Israel with Jeff Cavins, and Jeff and I got talking about motorcycles, and he goes, I'd like to go to mile zero of the Alaska Highway. And I'd never been on a major motorcycle ride. So I said, sure, let's make it happen. And the next summer, I've organized the ride, and I've got our barbecue trailer going at a couple of our stops to reach out to people. And it just, everybody loved it. Jeff loved it. So it's become an annual thing. We now have the Bishop for the Military of Canada, Bishop Scott McCaig, on our crew. He's riding with us. We've got longtime rider Father Marius, who's a Polish priest in our diocese, that's a hardcore rider. So this past summer, the first day, I did 1,207 miles from Calgary.
Hey, listen, we're not talking about, not kilometers. We're talking about miles. How many actual miles?
That's miles.
1,207 miles. How many
iron? 1,800 kilometers.
So there's such a thing for those who aren't bikers called an iron butt. How many iron butts have you done?
Well, that was my first official. I still have to do the paperwork, but I'm working it out with St. Joseph. Do I need a patch to?
Yes, you do. Because I don't believe you. An iron butt is when you go 1,000 miles in a single day, and there's rules for it, right? What are the rules to actually get an official? Sean, I want to see that patch, dude. I want to see that patch on you. Got to do it. So tell me.
I'll work on finishing the paperwork this week, then.
I really want to see that patch. I think it's one of the cool. I'm telling you, I think the longest I've never ridden more than 600 miles in a day, and that's, of course, I was in excruciating heat. But I mean, that's tough to do. People don't realize how hard it is to ride a motorcycle. The alertness it takes when you're going into the wind like that, you're being buffeted all the time, and when you travel that many miles, you're going through different types of weather. What are the rules to actually do to get a 1,000-mile patch?
You have to have a starting point where you take a picture of your gas receipt and your mileage. You have somebody sign off as a witness that you're leaving, and then you have to collect your gas receipts at every stop and your mileage, and then at the end you have to have a witness there to sign off on it.
So you left Calgary, and where did you go on this 1,207 mile day one?
The first day was Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So I went through Saskatchewan, down through North Dakota, all the way to South Dakota. So,
and that's 1,207 miles.
Yeah.
So you went down from Canada, and where did you go through North Dakota?
Minot, Fargo, then headed straight south from Fargo.
Well, people don't know this, but I was actually born in Powers Lake, North Dakota. When I left, as a young kid, the IQ of North Dakota went up about 20 points. True, the average. But no, I was born in Powers Lake, and as a kid, I lived there, I think, 2 years, and then moved to California. Then I came back for two more years, like when I think I was in third and fourth grade or second and third grade or something like that. Then I went back to California where I was raised. But yeah, I always have wanted to go back to the Dakotas and ride across there on my bike too. One of these days. Do you guys have a name for your pack?
Well, we name it after our ministry, God Squad.
So it is the God Squad.
God Squad Riders.
Hey, do me a favor. Send me a picture of you guys, because we want to put you in the credits of our new TV, of the season 3 of Long Ride Home. We want to put the God Squad picture there. Can you do that for me soon? Because we're doing the credits right now, man.
I can do that.
Awesome. I want a picture.
Lots of them.
We'll try to get a good picture of Jeff Cavins. You know, try to get him from the back.
Well, that's hard to do. So.
Just stand in. Can you? Do you ever get to stand in front of the camera when there's a picture? You could block out Jeff Cavins pretty easily.
Yeah, that wouldn't be too hard. So.
But we're talking with Sean Lynn. He's a man's man. He's a biker who's just in love with Jesus. He has the God Squad is their ministry. The ministry really is barbecue ministry. He's a great barbecue. He sometimes pulls that an escort truck. They ride their motorcycle and they pop open that barbecue and they invite people to join them. And it's just a great way to fellowship and get to know people. It's doing ministry, I think, the most natural possible way, which is just to be open and available and friendly and have a conversation with people. Let them know there's good news.
It's also showing men in service to others, like St. Joseph was to the Holy Family. And we're coming up on our 23rd annual men's conference. And it's about 10 years ago, we were joking because I was competing in state championship barbecue competitions. And we thought, what better way to reach out to men than have barbecue? And one of my donors threw me a check, and I took that as a sign that it was time to do it. And we do youth jail events. We've done parish events. We've done high school events.
Well,
so
barbecue ministry. We're talking with Sean Lynn. He's a member of the God Squad. We'll be right back. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Plus, good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.
This is the continuing exploits of the financial liberator, Tom Greite, CEO of Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. Tom, when is a good time for people and when is it not a good time for people to use credit?
You use credit when you have an opportunity to buy an asset that will go up in value. Examples of that would be a home, an investment property, other types of investments. What you don't want to do is use a loan to buy an asset that's going down in value. The best example of that would be your car, or taking a loan out to go on a trip, or buying stereo equipment. What you want to do is that when the loan is paid off, the asset has gone up in value, not gone down. And that's what happens when you buy an appreciating asset. That's what doesn't happen when you buy a depreciating asset.
So use the virtue of prudence when you're making your financial decisions and you can live a life of financial liberty. We've been talking with Tom Greite, the financial liberator and CEO of Notre Dame Federal Credit Union. That's NotreDameFCU.com.
This is a warning. The Bear Wozniak Adventure is dangerous. The radical change Bear challenges you to is not for wimps. Change this station now to a soft rock station before it's too late. You've been warned. Now, here is Bear Wozniak.
Aloha, this is Bear Wozniak. Welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. At Deep Adventure Ministries, we believe that the most radical thing you can do in life is to abandon yourself to the wild adventure of God's will. Yesterday my son came over, we were surfing together. His name is Jeremiah. He surfed in Hawaii December 7th, I think it was 2007, 85-foot waves. When you get towed into a huge wave like that, you have to be towed in, you can't paddle in, and you let go of that tow rope and let the jet ski run. When you drop into that wave, an 85-foot face, and you ride it for over a mile just to get out of the wave, you've abandoned yourself to that wave. It's a wild adventure. Abandoning yourself to God's will is so much more than that. God has a will for your life, and He wants you to be happy. It's a beautiful, beautiful life that He has for you. One of overcoming challenges, one of experiencing intimacy with Him, one of serving Him. But when you abandon yourself to God's will, you get to see God work. When you're in the middle of that, if you're sitting on the beach, you don't really get to experience what it is to ride a wave. But when you paddle out and you pray and you drop into God's will, you get to experience the power of the Lord moving in your life on a day-to-day basis. So we encourage you to go to our website, deepadventure.com, our webmaster, Kickstart Media, and our social media company, Fuzati. They go, we don't know what to do, brother. You got too much going on your website. How are we going to pack it all into one website? So go there and find out all the cool stuff we have going on at Deep Adventure Ministries. We have as our guest today someone that I just instantly met him. I said, I want to know this guy. I want to ride with this guy. I want him to be a good friend of mine. Sean Lynn is with us. He's a biker. He's 30 years on the police force in Calgary, Montana. Their ministry is called the God Squad. And one of their ministries is barbecuing for Jesus. So, Sean Lynn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Bear. And it's Calgary, Alberta.
Calgary, Alberta. Cold. What did I say? Calgary, Montana?
Yeah.
Well, you know why? Cold. It's right above Montana. It's right near Montana.
That's right.
And
that's
I used to
right.
have a cabin, right? I had a cabin, believe it or not, I had a cabin less than 3 miles from Canada by the west side of Glacier Park.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
On the North Fork of the Flathead River. On the west side.
Talk about a place to ride. Going over top there.
Oh, the going
there on our first ride.
You've done Going to the Sun Road?
Yes.
Oh, I want to film there one of these. The next place I film is probably going to be Going to the Sun Road in Montana. And that's sketchy because a lot of times it's only open for about 2 months of the year, maybe three at the most, right? Because it's you're going up through the glaciers.
Yep. So, and it's fun. And then there's one going around that I was going to play golf down that way, and I had to ride just because I wanted to ride, but it was down at freezing. So it was snowing in Calgary when I left, and it was like 32 Fahrenheit for most of the trip. So it was 5 hours of fun on my bike.
Well, what kind of motorcycle are you riding these days?
I ride a Victory Vision.
Jeff. Oh yeah, you ride a Victory, don't you?
Yeah, Jeff's very jealous. He talks.
He's
about
talking about when he refers to Jeff, he's referring to Jeff Cavins. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and his jealousy comes through as he attempts to mock it at every stop we make. But I know it's a deep seated. I wish I had a Victory from Jeff.
Well, you know what? One of our riders, Grady Dyke, rides a Victory. But you have probably the coolest bike in the world there in Calgary, don't you? Is it still there?
Well, yeah.
You know actually, what am I talking about? Tell them what I'm talking about.
We're talking about the Orange County Chopper Pope John Paul II motorcycle. This thing is absolutely beautiful.
Wait. So how did this motorcycle come to be?
It was commissioned by a man out of New Jersey who wanted to use it for evangelization, and then my understanding is he passed on and it was offered to Jeff and Jeff Gavins, and Father Marius, who rides with us, is an extremely avid motorcycle rider, and He's Polish, absolutely loves Pope John Paul.
Oh, yeah.
And so I say, Jeff, show me the picture of the bike. So he shows Father Marius this picture on our second ride. And Father Marius is, him and I roomed together on our ride. And he's walking around our hotel room going, I got to have that bike. I got to have that bike. And Jeff felt the Holy Spirit saying that Father Marius needed to have access to that bike. So Father Marius is the proud owner. The only problem is Canada has some stupid import rules, and we're with a police officer and a Catholic priest, kind of important that we follow the rules.
I guess so. You don't want to go to purgatory for over a motorcycle, you know.
Yeah, we're
Canadian purgatory.
We had it up here for a year to do some evangelization with it, and then they said we had to bring it back to the
state. Bring it down here, bring it to Hawaii. We can take care of it here.
It's on Montana right now, and I'm sure Father Barry's
Montana. Where in Montana?
It's in Whitefish area.
Whitefish, that's where my cabin is. I could be there if I had my cabin there still. I could be there. Of course, Whitefish, Montana is about 25 miles away from my cabin, but you got to go all the way down the ridge line and then all the way down. So it's probably a 90-minute drive to get there. If you could just go over the mountains, it would be close.
Were you east of Columbia Falls then?
I was directly north of Columbia Falls on the east side of that Whitefish Range. I was actually 2 miles from the Flathead River, which is makes the western border for Glacier Park.
Yeah, okay.
What a really cool privilege. I went up there. I thought, I'm going to build myself a cabin. I need to, after my busy tax season as a CPA, I'm going to go up to Montana. I'm going to try to build myself a little hunter's cabin, like maybe a 12 by 20 foot cabin. I had no idea how mentally taxing that would be on my mind. And also, think about it. I had to pull start a generator every time I wanted to use a power tool because there's no power within 20 miles of the cabin. There's one place that has power, you know. There's a little place, a general store, and a little, I don't know what you would call it. It's a log cabin that you go to eat, and they serve like two different meals each day, like might be a pot pie or pizza, or always great apple pies and stuff. We're talking with Sean Lynn. He's someone I met in Dallas at the CMLA event, and then met with him in Michigan. So you were telling us about your ride this summer. You went from Calgary down to Sioux Falls, 1,207 miles in one day. And then when did you guys meet up, where you had that encounter, I think, with the bachelorette party? And you guys?
Oh, that was actually our first ride.
Okay.
That was in Canmore, just outside of Calgary here. We were thinking we're taking a night off from evangelization just to fellowship, and we'd go out for supper, and God was calling us to be situationally aware of what's going on and people needing to hear God's message, because it was funny. There was five of us around the table at that time for supper, and we had calculated, I think it was like 188 years of faithful marriage.
Yeah.
And there was a retired fireman, and firemen and policemen, we always like to bet against each other. And he's going, oh, no, these are girls just out hiking, having a nice dinner. I'm saying, no, it's a bachelorette party. And so I go over and ask, and sure enough, I'm right. And we get talking to these girls, and I asked the bride if she's marrying a guy that we've got 188 years of marriage at that table. Are you marrying
Well, what you said was 188 years of fidelity in marriage.
Yeah. Faithful marriage.
Yeah.
And, the girls just ate it up, and they're wanting to have pictures with us and everything.
It's so cool, because you think all these guys are going to come over and hit on us, and it was so the opposite, you know. And encouraging her to marry someone who and have a long sustained marriage, you know. It's so cool.
And what was interesting was one of the guys had noticed a woman watching this whole encounter kind of looking lonely, and Jeff was prompted to go over and talk to her and share with her some encouragement. And then we're outside, and there's a guy looking at our bikes, and we're explaining what we're going to do and what we're doing. And we said, we'll pray for you. And he breaks down crying because he's just at his son's wedding, and building relationships, new relationships with his son that have been severed in the past. And just, we spent 20 minutes ministering to him outside just because he was looking at our bikes.
You know, bikes, is he a biker, by the way?
I don't recall.
It's just interesting. I've had so many encounters riding my motorcycle that opens to ministry. People looking at the bike, or maybe they're a biker themselves. There's an instant bond to your brother. If you're a biker, your brother's with all the other bikers automatically, because they know what it takes to ride a motorcycle and the danger involved too. And it just so often, I can't count the number of encounters I've had like that where I've had a chance to say, I'll pray with you or pray with them or share the gospel. You see that on our TV show, Long Ride Home. You know, you can see what happens to us when we're riding and we have these encounters. We were riding across the desert in Texas, and we were kind of doing my bicycle ride in reverse. I bicycled from San Diego, California to Jacksonville, Florida. In season one, we were doing our motorcycles the reverse. So I'm on a lookout to see if I find someone who's on a long-range bicycle pedaling ride. And we get west of San Antonio, and I see this guy bicycling, and you can see you're out in the middle of the desert, so far away from everything, you know you're on a long trek because there's just nothing for 100 miles. And he said, "Yeah, I left Houston a week ago, and I'm heading to San Diego." And when we jumped off our motorcycles, by the way, we went over to talk to him. He must have freaked out because all these bikers pull off and just run over to him. Actually, we ran over to him and then passed him into the weeds to go to the bathroom first. But then we talked to him, and he had just had a breakup with a girl, you know. And we encouraged him and prayed for him. Father Mark Goring was there, and we prayed for him. And then a week later, Sean, I bumped into him again. We had gone down to the Big Bend, and now we were heading further west, and we saw him again. I was thinking, you know what? I bet I see him soon. And within 10 minutes of my thinking that, there he was again. We pulled over again, and he said, you know what? After I bumped into you guys, I stopped at every little town and went into the chapel and spent time with the Eucharist. We didn't even know he was a Catholic. So that's what you've experienced too. We're talking to Sean Lynn. We'll be right back. His ministry with the God Squad is a barbecue motorcycle ministry. I don't know how you would. It's Sean Lynn ministry. And it's just the way who he is and God using who he is as a person to reach others. We'll be right back with the Bear Wastick Adventure.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.
Aloha, welcome back to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We got to thank you people that go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You can give $1 a month or $5 or $10, but if you give $20 a month or more, you become a member of the Bear Claw Club. And what that means is you get all of our radio shows usually months early before they even air on EWTN, and you get the video version of it so you can see what my guest Sean Lynn looks like. But also, all of our Patreon donors last week, they just received the first episode of the next season of Long Ride Home, our TV show, our motorcycle TV show. They're getting it probably 9 months before it airs on the TV network. So you get the director's cut too. Because sometimes EWTN says, we don't want that. That's too funny or that's too edgy. You get the actual director's cut. So if you go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure, you know, EWTN provides about, well, they don't provide anything for us for the radio show, no funding for that, and maybe about a fourth to a third of the funding for the TV show. And and we know we do our open our every morning Ocean Sunrise Catechism on Facebook, and so the difference has to be made up by people like you that believe in our ministry and want to be part of it. So go to patreon.com/Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. Sean Lynn is someone that I love the minute I met him, and it's not just because we both, Sean, I want to hear more about your testimony, but we got to wrap this up. This bride, so far we've only got just first day. Give us the rest of that ride. That when I bumped into you and Jeff Cavins in Lansing, Michigan this year, you went from Calgary to Sioux Falls, and then what was the rest of your trek?
Des Moines, Iowa, and then we went to South Bend, Indiana the next day. We stopped at a convent before we landed in Lansing.
Did they run for their lives when they saw you guys ride up?
No, they were expecting us, luckily, but it was quite the encounter.
When you say expecting us, they had advance warning.
These bikers
were coming.
not a lot. As the one sister said, we were expecting somebody today, and God sent you us
instead.
So it was an incredible experience to be prayed over by these nuns.
Wow.
Encouraged, and then landed at the Knights on Bikes rally where we did that day ride together.
We went to Hell and back.
Hell and back.
There's a town called Hell in Michigan, and we rode there and came back. So,
and then we split our ways. We went to Mississauga, Ontario, spoke at a parish there. And then we went on to Montreal, stopping to have lunch with Father Raymond D'Souza, who's a well-known Catholic writer and good friend of mine. And landed at St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, which is the mecca for men who love St. Joseph. Like, it's incredible to be there. And we went and saw the resting place of St. Kateri's remains, a parish there just on the other side of the river from Montreal. We went to Notre Dame Cathedral there. It's an incredible place.
And what about your ride back then?
Then we rode to Ottawa, stopped and had brunch with the founders of CCO. For the Americans, it's the equivalent to FOCUS.
Yeah.
It's a university, but they've been around longer. They're in their 31st year right now. So it was a very, very neat to meet them. And then we rode on to Midland, Ontario, where is the home of the Canadian Martyr Shrine. Jeff Cavins likes to call it the North American Martyrs, but we take ownership up in Canada. Mm. And it was extremely profound. Actually, it was so neat to be there with Jeff and the others to share that treasure with them of these first martyrs in North America. So,
yeah. And then you headed back towards what? Duluth,
Sault Ste. Marie. Then we went to into Wisconsin, the Tom's Cabin. One of our guys that we ride with has a cabin in Wisconsin. And then we split off. I went to Minot, North Dakota the next night, and then home. So.
And then I think I bumped into Jeff a couple weeks or a week or so later down in Minneapolis. But there's something about this long ride with other men. There's something about brotherhood that men... You need to cultivate friendships with real men. Men need other men to go through life with. You know, I have a group of men more here when I'm in Florida than when I'm in Hawaii even. I have a lot of friends in Hawaii, but there's a group of men here in Florida that I'm really tight with. You know, we have a group text all the time going, and we ask each other for prayer. We challenge each other to 60 minutes of push-ups. I mean, 60 minutes of cardio, 60 push-ups, 60 crunches of each day, and 60 minutes of prayer. You know, it's one of the things that we do, but we're there to challenge each other, equip each other, but we're more on the surfer side, right? We surf together quite a lot. But you need to have brothers, and we need to cultivate brotherhood.
And that came so apparent to me. Just we're talking very recently, last 2 weeks. So I was having a Job moment. I had my daughter had lost her mother-in-law just before Christmas Eve. I went to visit a youth that I worked with for 4 years in the hospital who died hours later. We had some illnesses. My son totaled his car in Idaho there. And then another youth that I had worked with for about 4 years trying to mentor was shot and killed. So
wow.
When I heard that on the news driving into the high school parking lot, I was having a Job moment. I was struggling, and I was able to reach out to one of my buddies from the God Squad here, and you talk about texting. The pack that I ride with, I texted them, and to have Jeff Havens and one of the guys was with them. They were in Jerusalem praying for me. I had a friend in Minnesota praying for me. I had a bishop praying for me. I had our Father Marius praying for me. So to have all those men praying for me, I can't tell you what a difference that made to help me persevere through that Job moment.
Well, so, tell me, because so you have a men's conference there in Canada. Tell us a little bit about how that started, and are there small men's group that have formed as a result of it? Tell me all about your men's conference. And by the way, every time I talk to you, I'm gonna say, please have me come speak sometime. I would love to be at your men's conference, just as an excuse to have some barbecue. But tell me about your conference, the name of it. And by the way, I'm speaking in Regina, Kansas, in September, to the group there. We're going to call it the 300, referring to the 300 Spartans and the 300 men of Gideon's army gathering. And you know what? They go, the first night we're going to have a barbecue. So they must have learned something from you. That's all I can think of. It's Kevin Phillips over there. I think he must have learned something from Sean Lynn and his love for barbecuing. But tell me, we got a couple minutes here. Tell us how the conference got started there in Calgary.
Well, it started, a good friend of mine, Steve Wood, had St. Joseph Covenant Keepers.
Oh, and, yeah. I remember that group.
So I got to know Steve. We hit it off and have been friends. I just had breakfast with him here a couple months ago when I was down in South Carolina. And so we started as doing St. Joseph's Covenant Keepers conferences, and that's where I met Jeff. And Steve had us down doing shows on his EWTN show, The Carpenter Shop. And that's when Jeff asked me to throw an arm wrestling match against him.
Okay, I want to talk about that. You got a minute and a half to do this. Now, you arm wrestled. You guys have got to watch the video version of this show. Bear Wozniak YouTube channel. Dude, so you arm wrestled Jeff Cavins on international television.
Yes, because at the time I was running I had just run the World Police Fire Games arm wrestling competition here in Calgary.
You had run it or won it?
Run it. Unfortunately, because I was running it, they didn't let me compete.
They were intimidated.
I had done well in arm wrestling. So we hit it off with Jeff. I had him up a couple times to speak at our
But conference. When was this arm wrestling event? And how did it was, you got well, one minute to tell me about it.
Way back in 1998 on his show, Life on the Rock, we were all in our police uniforms. We were there to Tim Gray was his guest, who was at that time.
Get to the point about the arm wrestling. Now you got 40 seconds.
Okay. He wanted to arm wrestle. He said, make it look good, and that he needed to win. That's my story. He's got a different story, I know. But who am I? I was a young guy, 33 at the time.
So you arm wrestled Jeff Cavins on international TV. Jeff's version of it is that he destroyed you. Your version is that you were gallantly letting him win. Is that how it goes?
That would be the polite way of saying it. Yes, yes.
Well, we're going to talk about how when I arm wrestled him when we come back. When I arm wrestled, you were there. When I arm wrestled Jeff Cavins this last summer. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. I told you we're going to end up talking about Jeff Cavins.
You're right.
I know.
He's
going to have to build a room addition to his cabin, his remote cabin, just so he has more room for his ego. This is the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We'll be right back.
Good stuff happens when you support us at patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure. You get instant access to every radio show, Bear Wozniak Adventure, and our TV episodes, Long Ride Home, the instant we produce them, months before they even air. Plus, we give you all kinds of free stuff, coffee cups, t-shirts, and other things like that. Go to patreon.com/ Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and become our patron. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that bell.
Aloha. Welcome to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. We want to challenge you guys, encourage you guys, go to deepadventure.com and join Bear's Man Cave. It's a secret Facebook group. A lot of people make the mistake of going to Facebook and finding the Bear's Man Cave and trying to join it. You can't join it there. You have to join it at deepadventure.com. There's a little spot there. You'll see it. There's a big warning sign. Stop. Don't enter. That's the way you get into the man cave. Join us, because there you can find a lot of other like-minded men who are, we're basically all bozos on the same bus. None of us are perfect. We're all struggling, trying to serve the Lord in the best way we can, and sharing and challenging, encouraging, and mobilizing each other. So come to the man cave. We post, we share, we pray, but we also have Zoom video chat meetups every 2 or 3 weeks. We're talking with Sean Lynn. He's one of the people that organized the men's conference in Calgary. He's a biker. He's a cop. His ministry is barbecuing. So you know why I'm having him on my show. But so explain to them. So you're saying you let Jeff Cavins beat you on international global television. Arm wrestling.
That's my version of the story, yes.
Okay, and so now, because every time I sit with Jeff and you, he brings this up for some reason. I don't know why. But now, in Lansing, Michigan, we're there with Ace Bagley and the Knights on Bikes, and I asked you guys to do me a favor. Do you remember what that favor was?
To be models.
To be models for my...
for your shirts. And we pulled it off quite nicely, I'll say.
You did a runway walk for me, and I told Jeff I would arm wrestle him if he did that. But I don't think I did a good job of it, because I let him win right away.
Yeah, you got to show a little bit more struggle.
You got to struggle a little bit.
Yeah, men need to know that there is struggle in life. I talk about coaching. It's not the coach that said, "Oh, Bear, you did your best. Go have a seat. Don't worry about it." It's the coach that says, "You've got a little more in you, son. You can do better." And that those are the coaches that men remember, and that's what we try to accomplish in our men's conferences. They want to hear the message. They want to be challenged. They want to know that there is a just God, and they just don't want their ribs broken, as Steve Wood says, with their wife elbowing them saying, "Are you hearing this? Are you hearing this?"
That's why there's no women allowed, right?
That's right. It's a safe zone. And and then so there's local boys that I went to high school with that went on to play in the Calgary or the Canadian Football League. And they, after retirement, develop Italian sausages that we serve. So it's all the sausage you can eat for lunch, and there's Palumbo sausages. They're incredible. I've had most of my speakers say they're the best they've ever had. So we create an environment for men to feel safe, and they want to be part of this. And that's what we've been doing. This is our
20th. When is it? When is it? When is it?
This year it's March 20th, 21st, and we've got a neighbor of yours. He's just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. John Chick played for the Jacksonville Jaguars, played the CFL teams. He was the top defensive player in the league in Canada. So a man's man coming, and we're going to have our very first female speaker this year, Jane Adol. She's also out of Florida, Ave Maria Law School in Naples. She's a professor there, but she spent the last 8 years working for the Vatican in Rome as an international law expert. So
it's a Friday night barbecue.
Friday night, all day Saturday.
Okay. So, and how can they find, what's the name of the conference? How can they come?
The God Squad Men's Conference, and it's godsquad.ca to register or find out more information. And we're also featuring this year that you can get Father Calloway's book, The Consecration to St. Joseph, which I'm really pumped about.
I'm sorry, I'm reading that same book, The Consecration to St. Joseph, Father Don Calloway. I'm reading it also. Doing my 33 days.
We're going to do it starting on February 16th.
I'll do it with you. Starting February 16th, I'll do it with you. Let's text each other. And now, people are listening to the show. It's a delayed. We're recording this early, but they may be hearing this after February 16th.
I'll do that with you. The beauty of the book is that it gives you different dates throughout the year to finish on different feast days, because We're finishing on the Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th, but there's also the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, which is May 1st, and then there's other feast days like the Holy Family. So you can start this anytime during the year to get a closer relationship with St. Joseph.
You know, I'm also reading a book, The Theology of the Body and Mary.
Yeah.
And when they're talking about, I think it's Father Don Calloway put that book together too, and it's more theologically oriented. But it, if you're going to know who Mary is, you got to know who Joseph is too, and how profound. Go ahead, Sean. Tell me about that
relationship with Saint Joseph for many, many years.
Tell me what is it about Saint Joseph? Tell us.
Well, we've done a novena to Saint Joseph for every conference, every bike ride, everything that we've organized as God Squad. But St. Joseph is that strong, silent man that does the will of God. And that's what our goal is in life, is to do the will of God. And he teaches you humility, because a lot of men struggle with that, right? They want to be noticed. They want to be... So he helps you accomplish your goals while teaching you how to be humble about it.
Tell me more. You've had a devotion to him for a long time. I really want to know more about this.
He's a provider. Like, he provided for the Holy Family, and raising 8 kids on one income as a police officer, there's times where it's been tight, and I've gone to my buddy and said, "Hey, St. Joseph, can you help?" And you get a refund from the power company or something that you just don't expect. He has never, ever let me down. And he's also the protector of the Holy Family. And that's a role that men can understand, looking after your family and emulate, because you want to protect your family. And the one that is recent, Joseph, Terror of Demons.
Like, yeah, tell me about that, dude. Joseph, St. Joseph, Terror of Demons. Tell me about that.
Because I've also had a St. Michael. He's another buddy, because he's a patron of police officers. But Terror of Demons, it's one of the titles that St. Joseph has been given. I'm looking more into that. There's a station up at St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal that has that title and that image there. It's something that is profound, because the demons are afraid of him because of his protection. That's why he was named patron of the Universal Church. He's patron of Canada. He's patron of God Squad Canada. So he's got lots of roles, and these are recent history. Like, he was forgotten for much of church history. It's only recent that he is become that go-to saint for the church.
He was the role model with Jesus. I mean, he taught Jesus how to, well, you know, the biblically, the word isn't carpenter, it's technon. It means builder. And if, you know, you've been to Israel, yeah. When you go there, you realize there's no trees. There's no houses made of wood. There's only one. The prime minister lives in it. More than likely, he might have done some work with wood, for certain, if he was involved in building, he was working and moving heavy rock, cutting it, placing it. And, you know, when you see the Shroud of Turin, the lifelike statue of Jesus in repose of the Shroud of Turin in Jerusalem, Jesus was muscular. He was strong. And, you know, St. Joseph must have been pretty tough and pretty gritty.
Oh, he was a man's man.
Yeah.
And he did it quietly. He did it with honor. He did it with dignity, because he was there to set the example for Jesus.
Exactly.
God the Father put him in place to be that role model for Jesus.
Think about that. His human father, God the Father, and then God the Father chose Joseph as his human father to be the father there on earth with him.
Talk about honor. And that's why we need to honor him and get to know him. And as you and I are growing a little older,
What?
Well, I'm getting a little older, but
better looking though. You're getting better looking, I would say.
What there's a new statue, or old statuary, but new to us, opening in our shrine here in Canmore that we're looking to ride to this summer. And one of them is the happy death of Joseph. Joseph is the patron of a good death.
There's that painting in Notre Dame, University of Notre Dame, one of the chapels there. It's the chapel you go to after the football game. I forget the name of it. There's a painting of, I think it's Joseph reclining in Jesus' arms as he's dying.
Yeah, it's...
What
it's,
a beautiful, beautiful...
I know.
Like, intimate picture.
With the Virgin Mary and Jesus at your side.
Yeah.
Die. Like,
well, that's what, and that's what you and I will have. We will have Joseph and Mary and Jesus with us when that time comes for us. We've been talking with Sean Lynn. I just got to ask the Lord sometime for let me to ride with, have a chance just to ride with you guys. You know, no cameras, just ride with you guys. I hope that that can come to pass. I certainly need to come and have a, I need to be participating in the God Squad barbecue sometime. We're talking with Sean Lynn, 30-year policeman in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and a member of the God Squad, or, and he's one of the people that launches the God Squad annual conference there in usually March of each year in Calgary, and puts up with Jeff Cavins quite well. they're in the God Squad Motorcycle Club together too. So until next week, this is Bear Wozniak. Sean, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Bear.
Okay, till next week, may the breath of the Holy Spirit aloha you. Aloha.
You've been listening to the Bear Wozniak Adventure. Go to BearWozniak.com to get your free audio and other exciting content. Plus, you can pick up the Long Ride Home 10-episode DVD set, autographed copies of Bear's books, Long Ride Home shirts, tanks, coffee cups, and even motorcycle pins and patches. And find out how guys can sign up for Bear's Man Cave online Facebook group, all at BearWozniak.com.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY. That's learn, the number 2, pray, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.